Thank you, Ian. On now with our last set of news items, two leisure centre stories, one the subject of arson, the other a proposed news centre. Then the paper's News Quest project joins forces for charity with a teenage cancer charity. Plus, the city's cathedral built in matchsticks. Those and much more. A vacant leisure centre plagued with incidents of antisocial behaviour and criminal damage has once again been targeted by arsonists, the fourth time in as many years. The blaze tore through the old Oasis site in the east of the city in Thorpe St Andrew on Tuesday night. And as it burnt down the building's roof, high winds blew columns of smoke across the neighbourhood. Masses of police officers, first responders and firefighters descended on the site in Pound Lane. A previous major fire reported at the site, which was abandoned in 2016, was said to have been started deliberately by an intruder. Norfolk Police said Tuesday's fire is being investigated as a suspected arson and that relevant inquiries are underway. Numerous other incidents of antisocial behaviour and criminal damage have plagued the vacant leisure centre over the years. Suffolk-based care company Carlton Hall has lodged plans to completely demolish the disused buildings. It would see them replaced with 24 assisted living bungalows, 20 flats, management offices and a cafe. But the plans, which were originally submitted in 2021, appear to have stalled.
A new sports centre could open on the site of a former tip. The Swanton Road recycling facility in Mile Cross was taken over by a charity in 2022, but later closed altogether a year later. Plans lodged by Racquets Hub reveal a proposal to refurbish the existing building, creating a modern, indoor sports venue. The proposal includes courts for tennis, badminton and paddle, a racket sport growing in popularity, along with a viewing area where spectators can sit and watch the games. There would also be a refreshment area and changing and toilet facilities.
NewsQuest, owners of the Norwich Evening News, is pleased to announce a major £2.5 million partnership with Teenage Cancer Trust, the charity that provides specialist care and support for young people with cancer. Through the partnership, NewsQuest will be gifting £2.5 million of advertising to the charity across its extensive portfolio of titles, online and in print, to drive more public awareness and funding for the charity. It will also include NewsQuest staff participating in volunteering and fundraising throughout the year. Teenage Cancer Trust started out in 1990 to provide specialist care and support for young people with cancer. The charity is there for anyone diagnosed with cancer aged 13 to 24, and their loved ones too. It funds specialist nurses, youth workers, and hospital units within the NHS, so young people with cancer get the sensitive, individual care and support they need at a unique and critical life stage. Over the next year, they'll be sharing adverts about their work, the impact cancer has on young people, as well as ways people can fundraise and support them. NewsQuest publishes more than 200 titles across the UK and has a monthly digital audience of more than 50 million users. Many of its local titles are read online and in print by more than 75% of the local population.
The city's beloved cathedral has been recreated with just matchsticks and a gruelling 5 years of hard work. The creator behind the whopping structure is Matthew Shackshaft, who lives in the city and enrols at Adult Day Centre, NANSA, in Beauthorpe Road. The 28-year-old, who has been diagnosed with autism, used more than 20,000 matchsticks to create the design. Those working with Matthew are in awe of his dedication and attention to detail, leading to the model's completion at the end of last month. The model will be on display over the summer at an event held by Nansa on June 15th.
A cosmetic shop in Norwich is set to sell its last shower gels and bag up its makeup in the new year. It is one of only a handful of body shops which are operated as a franchise and managed to keep its doors open as others were closed after the chain fell into administration in February. A sign announcing its closure is currently up in the shop window, along with a sign that reads, "The Body Shop International has decided they no longer require or want to support UK franchise stores." Sadly, our family-run store will be closing its doors on January the 15th, 2025. We want to thank everyone for being our customers for the last 44 years.
A Norwich Energy consultancy has won a national award for the 10th consecutive year. Indigo Swan was named Consultancy of the Year, SME, at the Energy Live Consultancy Awards last year. The prestigious awards, hosted by Energy Live News, celebrate the UK's top consultants, brokers and third-party intermediaries in the energy sector. Indigo Swan's transparency and open approach towards customers have been key to the firm's repeated success. The consultants were also finalists in 9 other categories, including Best Customer Service and Net Zero Leaders. Andy Kindleysides, Operation Director at the company, was also shortlisted in the Net Zero Hero category. James Groves, Managing Director of Indigo Swan, said, "This team is full of amazing talent, showing the willingness to learn, grow and develop. They provide the very best service to our clients."
A project to save a 14th century rood screen from being overrun by dirt at St Mary's Church in North Elmham, near Dereham, has been successfully completed. The screens, which are found in many Western Christian churches, are used to divide the chancel and the nave. The medieval rood screen in the church has been transformed by a team of conservation experts who have given the paintings a real facelift. Although only part of it survives, the screen is recognised as one of the finest in Norfolk. The conservators have been brushing out the dust of ages in the ornate and gilded carvings and carefully cleaning old discoloured varnish off the beautiful faces and robes of the saints and martyrs depicted. Before 1071, North Elmham was the principal seat of the bishops of East Anglia during the Saxon period. However, the seat was transferred to Thetford, and the village's chapel, which was less than 200 feet away from St Mary's Church, fell out of use. Remains of the chapel can still be seen today, and it had become an English heritage site.
The team at the Assembly House in Theatre Street has brought back the Peter Pan afternoon tea after a successful run last summer. From January the 6th to March the 31st, diners will be able to enjoy a range of sweet and savoury treats inspired by J.M. Barrie's classic character. The Peter Pan afternoon tea has been created in partnership with the Great Ormond Street Hospital charity, which owns the Peter Pan copyright. A £1 donation from each adult tea and 50 pence from each children's tea will go to help fund its work with poorly children and their families. Well, we've now arrived at the end of this weekly edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. Now, The usual reminder that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. We always like to hear from you, so you are always welcome to pop a message in the wallet. The other regular reminder, of course, is also you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who have produced it today. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. As Mike said, we always like to hear from you, so please do feel free to call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that our office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, hold on until you hear our answer phone message click in, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now all that remains is for Mike and myself to say we hope you have enjoyed listening. A happy new year, and say goodbye for this week.